Once, when I was 6 years old, I saw a magnificent picture in a book called True Stories from Nature about primeval forests. It was a picture of a bird constrictor in the act of swallowing an animal. Here's a copy of the drawing. In the book, it said, bird constrictors swallow their prey whole without choosing it. After that, they are not able to move, and they slip through the systems that they need for digestion. I pondered deeply then over adventures of the jungle, and after some work with a color pencil, I succeeded in making my first drawing. My drawing number one, it looks something like this. I show my masterpiece to grown-up and ask them whether the drawing frightened them, but they answer, frightened? Why should anyone be frightened by a hat? My drawing was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a bird constrictor digesting an elephant. But since the grown-ups were not able to understand it, I made another drawing. I drew inside of a bird constrictor so that grown-ups could see it clearly. They all wanted to have a thing explained. My drawing number two looked like this. The grown-ups respond. This time was to advise me to lay aside my drawing of bird constrictor, whether from the inside or the outside. They devote myself instead of geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. That's why, at the age of 6, I gave up what might have been a magnificent career as a painter. I have been disheartened by the failure of my drawing number one and my drawing number two. Grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it's tiresome for children to be always and forever explaining things to them. So then I choose another profession and learn to pilot airplane. I have a flower litter over on parts of the world, and it's true that geography has been very useful to me. As a glance, I can distinguish China from Arizona. If one gets lost in night, such knowledge is valuable. In the course of this life, I have had a great many encounters with great many people who have been concerned with matters of consequence. I have lived a great deal among grown-ups. I have seen them intimately, close at hand, and that hasn't much improved my opinion of them. Whenever I met one of them who seemed to me as unclear-sighted, I tried the experiment of showing him my drawing number one, which I have always kept. I could try to find out, so is this a person of true understanding, but who over his words, he or she would always say, that's a hat. Then I would never talk to that person about bird constrictor, or primeval forest, or star. I could bring myself down to his level. I could talk to him about bridge and gold, or politics and neckties. And the grown-ups could be greatly blessed to have met such a sensible man.